Comic books often get a bad rap. Some see them as juvenile and primitive, but a group of Michigan cartoonists see them as a sophisticated art form, and they're promoting comics as a valuable educational tool for kids, especially those who are struggling. Michigan Radio's Kyle Norris reports.
At the Northville District Library, 30 miles west of Detroit, cartoonist Jersey Drost is whizzing around a room full of 6th and 7th graders. He asked them what they would do if they were in a grocery store, and they wanted to get their parents' attention.
You get big, right? Look over here, Frosted Cheerios are 50% off, and if I don't get them, I'm just going to die, right? Yeah, you get big because you want to be noticed.
Drost says that's why panels are different sizes in comics.
Space equals emphasis. It means big, it means important, it means notice me.
The class brainstorms a few characters, Betty Boop, Tom from Tom and Jerry, and they devise a simple plot. Drost then assigns a specific action for each panel.
Panel 4, surprise moment of the story, surprise character gets thrown in, Justin Bieber shows up.
In panel 5, Justin Bieber and Tom fight for the love of Betty Boop.
Stay with me.
But they make up in panel 6, and everybody shares a pizza.
Okay, so here's your challenge. My brilliant artists, choose these 6 moments. You're going to decide for yourself which moment takes the longest to happen. Is that going to be a big panel or a small panel?
Drost says this kind of thinking about space and the way the story is laid out on the page is sophisticated.
You have to learn about how to get your audience to make inferences about the characters, what you show, what you don't show. It's not just what they say. It's not just what's in the written word. How a character's body language works, a little turn of the lip, a certain kind of smile that communicates volumes of information.
Drost is teaching these skills to kids in Michigan towns where people are struggling. Comic writer Dan Mishkin is helping Drost with a tour. He says creating comics can help kids having a rough time because it gives them a sense of control and power over their own stories, as opposed to doing something like, say, bullying other kids.
Telling your story in this narrative form that you actually are capable of working in is kind of easier to do and feel like you've accomplished something.
And all you need is some paper and a 25-cent pencil. Seventh grader Claire Ramsden cracks open a thick sketchbook filled with page after page of her artwork. She says she creates a new character about every 2 days. Ramsden's latest invention has magical powers and is named Scream.
She's mainly quiet. She never shows her eyes or her hands. She's just kind of back there in the background.
Ramsden says she's proud of the stuff she draws. And Jersey Drost says that's what his workshop is all about, helping kids realize they can tell their stories, quite elegantly, with pictures. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Norris. Oh,
this is NPR News.